Very happy to welcome these two human beings back into the studio. Let's see. Ron Scholl is here and Susan Farron. And Susan is the founder of First Responders Resiliency Incorporated. And welcome to both of you.
Thank you, Pat.
Thanks for having us back, Pat.
I have you back because what you're doing is so important and it's fairly new. So would you just first describe to our listeners what First Responders Resiliency is all about?
Sure. It's an organization that was designed after the awareness came that there was a huge problem with first responders as far as the wellness and care for them. After being a paramedic for 30 years, I'd experienced that personally. And then after doing some research after my own experience, I discovered that there were things like the life expectancy of 15 years less than civilians,
wow,
an 80% divorce rate, a greater chance of suicide than dying in the line of duty, organ cancer, strokes, heart attacks. The symptoms of being exposed to trauma on a regular basis, even cumulative, not the major stuff, but just the regular daily exposure, it really wears on your body. And so what I did is I began, after doing the research, creating a program that would address more than just the psychology. We've had the psychology, the critical incident stress management, the EAP, access to therapists, all good stuff. But this is far more complex than that. So what we did is we put together a comprehensive program that addresses all of the components that affect the first responders, and we made this a proactive program versus a reactive program.
And Ron, you know a little something about being a first responder, being a retired firefighter.
Yes, I was a firefighter, fortunately, here in Santa Rosa for 31 years. Retired a few years ago and wasn't really aware of what was going on recently in the statistics that I've been was shown recently,
yeah,
really opened my eyes to what I had missed, the kind of training I had missed when I was still a first responder. You know, when I was a first responder, a firefighter, we were trained all throughout our careers, you know, how to take care of our equipment so it's in top shape, ready to go at any minute. Same with our physical fitness. You know, we're always trained. There's a mandatory workout program and we get physicals every year. And, you know, we have a great rehabilitation program when we get injured. But I was never taught how to, trained in any way or educated on how to process the traumas that I was going to expose to every day. And, you know, I had no idea how it affected my body and my behavior, my personality. It, you know, some positive, some negative, but it definitely affects you. And the negative ways it affects you can accumulate in your body and create a lot of the stresses and cancers.
The outcomes,
and, right,
that Susan's talking about.
Yeah, like they say, you know, it's known that stress is the biggest cause of disease, right? You hear doctors, everyone say stress is the biggest cause of disease. Well, you know, there's a little bit of stress in our job, so we were never really trained on how to deal with it, you know, proactively.
And Susan, talk a little bit about the internal programs that first responders now have inside their own departments in terms of the wellness, you know, the overall wellness of first responders and how your organization is different than that or is an add-on to that.
Sure. So nationwide, there's been a tipping point. Everyone's aware that there's a problem with suicide rates, especially what we're seeing right now is really standing out, is glaring. And what most first responder agencies provide, whether that's fire, police, EMS, is some form of talk therapy. So that can be having access to therapists, that can be having a counselor on staff. They have debriefings, which is what we referred to earlier. There's now peer counseling. So now there are programs being designed by the IAFF, which is the International Association of Firefighters, and really a great program designed to help peers talk to peers. Here's the only thing that we find is that's like having a hammer in your toolbox and nothing else, which is that tool allows you to talk about what's going on. And certainly for first responders, we relate to each other.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah, you don't want to share with civilians. They don't really understand.
Yeah,
it's really more of you become an action figure for them. You know, they want to talk about what you do. But even when we talk about what we do, that creates stress in our bodies. We release hormones and chemicals that relive that event. So we have all of these programs designed around conversation, whether it's between each other, whether it's with therapists. But what we realized in doing all this research, and what really drove me to this, was recognizing that it isn't just what's going on in your mind. It's what's going on in your tissues. It's what's going on in your brain. It's what's happening to your emotions. And subsequently to that, that's what's happening to your relationships. So this is where we're seeing this huge divorce rate. You know, the joke is that so many of the first responders have starter wives, and it's because their emotions are being affected by what they're doing. And just talking about it is not enough to release the energy, the emotion, and the trauma that they're exposed to. So,
and I think that, you know, fortunately, and you try to think of some good coming out of some tragic event for the fires, for example, we as the public understand a little bit more because we were able to see a little bit more of what first responders were doing to get us out of harm's way. So I'm glad that that happened, so that the public at large can understand a little better and support your efforts. And I know that that we've talked about, you know, what that support can look like. And one of the things that I know you need to do in order to bring all of these ideas to fruition and make sure that they're available to first responders is you need the money. You need the funds.
We're nonprofit, yep.
Yeah, they're nonprofit. So there's one thing going on that we want to tell you about probably a couple of times over the course of the next 20 minutes is a black tie benefit dinner for first responders resiliency. And talk about that.
Oh, that's going great. We've got, you know, our whole crew is just excited and planning on that. We've been out talking to everyone in the community and getting great support. We got great support from, you know, I've just reached out to high school buddies that, you know, one of my friends works for Lexus, and they said
give me one of those.
Yeah, they're sponsoring a table. He's the general manager out there, Robert Trumper. Shout out to Robert. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Robert.
Another friend of mine works at Safari West, and they're donating, an overnight stay and a safari and dinner for a couple of adults and two children. And, you know, so we're getting great support. Everyone we talk to.
We're collecting a lot of auction items.
Yeah, auction items, stuff like that. Everyone we talk to is super supportive. They understand our mission. And as we've talked about, even Senator McGuire now is going to be our auctioneer. So we're super excited
about
that.
He's the best there is.
Oh, yeah.
And be glad to have him.
We can't.
Yeah, and Pat Kerrigan's going to be our MC.
Of course, you're going to be our MC, Pat.
Well, I'm happy to be your MC that night.
I don't have to tell you that.
I'm happy to be the MC and support. I've been around these two for enough time now, and it really only took a minute to get what they're trying to do and get to that they're trying to improve the lives and the work lives and the other lives of our first responders, because when we need you, we need you to be fully there. And it's a selfish wish on our part,
right?
But these efforts I think are outstanding, and I'd love to see you to just support this effort. The Black Tie Benefit Dinner is coming up December 1st.
Yep.
Tell us where and where to get tickets.
Well, they can go to our website at Resiliency First, and that's spelled 1ST, so it's resiliencyfirst.com, and you can get tickets there. That's the best place to go. Sparkso has them. And you know, whether people want to come in and buy a ticket for themselves just to attend and be entertained and have a great dinner over at Legends, or if they want to sponsor a table, they can sponsor a table for themselves, for a group, or even for a group of first responders that they want to have attend.
And you want to say thank you to first responders. What a great way to do it this is. And there's much more to talk about with regard to these folks and this organization, and we'll be right back just to do that.